This presentation is done with many collaborators from the University of Kentucky, and I would like to acknowledge all of them at this time. Dr. Tricia Erin Abner, Alison Cavan-Hall, Cecil Rayons, Dr. Maxbury, and Dr. Fred Schmidt. And I have no disclosures to make. PRETTY-AVISE is an NIA-sponsored trial. The aim of this trial is to determine the effectiveness of vitamin E and selenium in preventing the onset of Alzheimer's disease in over 6,300 men in the United States, Canada, and Puerto Rico. This study is an ancillary study to a larger trial, the SELECT trial, that has recruited over 32,000 men in the United States. The SELECT trial is funded by the NCI. All men that are accepted to participate in the PRETTY-AVISE trial, this is about over 100 sites in the United States. All SELECT sites, there is about more than 400, had a choice to participate or not. About 100 or so of them have participated. It's over 100. They receive a two-tiered screen. The idea is, can we give a real fast screen to identify if there is any problems, and then we'll give them, if we identify that there may be a problem, we'll give them a more detailed screen. The first screen, the MIS, and that's what we're going to talk about today, it takes about 2 minutes. It's four questions. They give them four words to a participant. They distract them for about a minute. And then they ask them for those four words that they were given before. If they cannot remember them immediately, they are given a cue, like if it is, I don't remember the words right now, but if there is a car, they say vehicle, transportation, or whatever. There are two versions of the MIS that are given, and they are supposed to give given different versions 1 year after the other one. This evaluation is given yearly. If a participant fails the MIS, and the MIS is scored from 0 to 8, the second level of screening is the long memory thinking screen, and called LMTS in our trial, and includes the Sedat battery of tests that is very well known in the Alzheimer's disease world, and the NYU paragraph to assess the, it's not an intelligence, but it's a capability of the participants. If the LMTS shows a memory impairment, a medical evaluation is triggered. We are going to limit our talk to the MIS. The primary endpoint of this study is to diagnose dementia. How accurate the MIS is as a screening tool, as the first way to say there is a problem, is critical for the identification of the changes in memory in the participants, and it could influence the conclusions of this study. So we set up to compare the performance of PRETTY-AVISE participants in repeated assessments between the entry MIS and the initial visit and then a 1 year follow-up. Obviously, to participate in this study, all men had to be 62 years or older if they were Caucasian, white, and they had to be 60 or older if they were African Americans or the African of the Hispanic descent, because there is more apparently dementia in those populations. We had 87% white and 6.5% black, and of the other 2.5%, most of them were Hispanic. We have 7% Hispanic altogether. 20% had high school education or less, 26% some college, and 53% more than college education, college or above. 22% had a family history of dementia, that means first-degree relatives with dementia. We set up to study what medical conditions or medications could affect the MIS performance between the two visits. And we had 39% of the participants at baseline had hypertension, 12% diabetes, arrhythmia was present in 7%, in approximately 5% angioplasty or angina, a myocardial infarction and CABG, and congestive heart failure or TIA or a stroke was only present in less than 1% of the population. 40% was taking hypertension medication, 35% statins. NSAIDs was taken by 9%, COX inhibitors by almost 6%, and Plavix by 2%. The MIS scores, as I said, they go from 0 to 8, 8 being normal. And you can see that in this table, that from visit 1 to visit 2, if you look at the numbers, we have, of course, you cannot improve when you have an 8, but it seems to me that there is more that improved than did not improve. And we said, okay, is this an effect on the test? Is practice effect on taking the test from year 1 to year 2 that makes this improvement? Because there seems to be more improvement than decline, even within the normal range. 6, 7, 8 is a normal range. So we had 1,722 participants who scored less than 8 at baseline, 8 being perfect. 70% of them scored higher at visit 2. That's an indication of possible practice effect. So we set up to do a logistic regression model. We are the dependent variable. We define a dependent of the improvement and another one of decline. For those, the improvement was for those that did not have a perfect baseline assessment, because you cannot improve, obviously, if you have an 8, we improve improvement as increasing the MIS score from baseline to 1 year follow up. Then we define also as a dependent variable the decline variable. For those that had a good MIS score, a 7 or an 8, a dichotomy analysis was created to indicate no change versus declining. So you were 7 or 8, and you stay there. It was no change. Declining was if you got anything below that. All the factors that I put before, the age, race, family history, dementia, the ethnicity, the education, as well as the comorbidities, and the medications that I mentioned before were entered into the model. Using a stepwise logistic regression, we found out that there was a significant and positive practice effect for those that were white versus black or other, those that had a college education or above, the younger cohort, and those that have a CABG. Talking to the other, when we studied the other part of the practice effects, the decline, we had 5,000 approximate participants who scored 7 or 8 at baseline, and only 4.6 of them scored less than 7 at the second visit. The factors associated with decline were being non-Hispanic, educations as well, 13 plus versus high school or less, as well as 16 plus years of education versus high school, being younger and having no diabetes. Compared to baseline, visit 2 MIS scores reveal a heavy practice effect, since the score shifts to the right between visits. 84.4% of the 5,400 participants score at least as well on visit 2 as on visit 1. We examined two definitions of practice effects, the improvement, and here's the repetition of which factors influence it, as well as the retaining a good score. The only comorbidity associated with retaining a good score was not having diabetes at baseline. Implications of these results are important because if we believe there is an MIS practice effect, Then the cut point to decide a person should be given an improved assessment should be cut down, should be lower in the second visit than in the first visit, because we should have to account for that practice effect. Therefore, they will have influences in how we conduct the trial. We would like to thank the NIH and NCI that have supported this study, and thanks to all the participants and to the statistics section for organizing the session and having more people than I'm used to see in a statistics presentation. Thank you very much.
Okay, we have a we have about 15 minutes for questions. You want to stay up here in case they have
sure.
questions? Anybody with any questions? For any of the four presenters?
Well, I have a question for him.
Okay.
Dr. Scanlon, I was asking, the EES, the sign of it, always goes with the same sign as the favorable ratio? It seems in your examples that they all went.
I always derive it from the adverse rate, from the adverse rates. But I mean, for each every rate that you have for one group and another group, you can then derive the EES.
But it seemed to go in the same direction as the favorable ratio. The favorable ratio went up, the EES went up. I may have been just examples.
No.
Okay.
No. Just in the examples.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anybody else?
Gentlemen over there.
Selections that we had on it. And if you already have dementia, you should not be in it. If you had any mental disability, you couldn't be in it. We did a screen for depression, but there was nobody that was in the study really that had depression, but there was an exclusion. I don't think we didn't really have to exclude anybody. So there was a lot of exclusion to become a participant. You had to be a normal 60.
But you could have had some clinical atherosclerosis that could have been a confounder.
But this is not a diagnosis. All we do is we find out something may have a problem. But you have to be normal, basically, to start the study. So if we find out somebody has a problem, then we do the more in-depth assessment, and then they do a clinical diagnosis of it. But that is not until you get 2 tiers down from it. This was just trying to figure out, is the MIS good enough if we keep it as it is to the second visit? Of course, this is 5 years down the road, so we figured out that no, probably should use a lower cutoff, and it is our intention to when we apply for renewal to maybe use a lower cutoff. And if we ever do something like this, we will change the cutoff. Because even though you have two versions, and we say a year apart, there is no practice effect, there seems to be more. The more highly educated, white, the better off you are, apparently, the more you will remember what happened a year ago. Yes?
Could those relationships be simply regressing towards a higher mean?
It could be. We are planning to study. We have up to five waves right now, 4.5 waves of it. We are planning to put all the waves together and see what happened. Also, but we're planning to put the 5 waves and try to see if we can tease out what the problem really is. We're just trying to see. This is the first look at the data because participants have enrolled for the past 4 years, so we have to wait another 4 years before we have data on all.
Any other questions?
I have a question on the DPO presentation.
The concentric circles that you
your
have.
Your Venn diagram.
The Venn diagram.
The overlapping from the risk factors?
Yes.
Right.
Did you create that as a statistical package where the percentage is 50%? Was it to scale or was it, did you just make it? Like,
no, I created that in the
look at it.
Oh, okay. Because, for each of those 1,044 women, we have which risk factor that they have, and that's smoking or EDS or IBD depression, and we were able to get that, that all of that risk groups, and so we were able to create that using platform.
Any other questions? Well, thank you for attending the session today, and hope you have a successful meeting.
Sí, en cualquier momento me encanta la información, pero es trabajar con él. Yeah, they're five, right?
Yeah. Somebody left me with their bag, just what I need.
No. I am one of the questions.
You are? You sure? You want to present us in this group?
Yeah. Which session?
The
No. Because this is math health reform.
Is it
29B?
This is 29B.
Oh, this is 29B. Yes, that's right.
Sorry.
Here. No. Yeah.
Not the time.
Okay. What is it called? Asthma and the Community Health Access and Outcomes on asthma?
Yes.
You're 29C. You're right next door.
Sorry. Okay.
No worries.
Thank you.
No, but you know what's even worse off? Breastfeeding mothers are the absolute last.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Elma?
I'm okay. How about
you're surviving in San Diego for the, 48 hours?
Yeah. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. I got here,
Because Linda said she saw you yesterday where you tried to wake sleeping babies.
Yes, I got here Saturday.
You came here Saturday.
Saturday, okay.
I'm taking off tomorrow. How long are you going to be here?
I got here last night. I'm leaving Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I came on Thursday, and I'm having a delightful time in San Diego, exploring the zoo, of course.
Good.
And all sorts
That's
of stuff.
That's what I was saying.
And
time
just
ago.
Falling in love
you
with
didn't,
the weather.
Okay. Because you said Joel's going to leave your stuff, and all I saw was this one bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what happened to the pocketbooks and
they
all that other shit that they
had?
There's two bags here.
Hi.
Do you all know each other?
Hi, no, I'm Flavia.
Megan,
okay.
Flavia.
Hi, Megan. Megan Patterson. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Roxanne. Hello.
I'm Roxanne from Critical Mass.
Oh,
yeah,
hi.
We haven't met before. Yeah.
What's
thanks
name?
For getting what you look
no,
like.
Hi,
Linda.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi.
It's so dark in here.
I know. It's nice to meet you.
I just need to upload my presentation.
Yeah, we have to upload. Yeah, because it turns out when you fiddle with it online.
Can I sit here?
In the presenter room today.
Oh, no, yeah. I just threw myself.